Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about procrastination. Now that it's spring, or perhaps fall where you are, do you find yourself procrastinating more? In what ways do you subtly postpone stuff? What are the different ways you might be dilly-dallying? Learn how to procrastinate less as we continue our month focusing on spring cleaning. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was kind of inspired by me. I really am not a procrastinator. I'm really focused. I do a good job of knocking out my to-do list. But as we've been downsizing, getting ready to move, I've had to kind of kick myself in the pants. I have that laser focus, and I think part of my frustration is that we've kind of thought about moving with Saint. Actually, we're going to move for a while, and one of the big motivating factors was I had an ARM mortgage, which I don't recommend, thinking that we would be out. I did it before my husband in 8 years. So anyway, it was coming due. I highly recommend not using Wells Fargo. And so that was kind of the big, like, you know what? Let's make a change. We can buy a house together because Tony moved in. And even though I knew this was coming, again, guys, I know, still grieving, and I just couldn't motivate myself. So it's kind of inspiring, like, if you procrastinate and procrastinate, what if you're doing something like we are moving? That can be huge if you procrastinate. I had forgotten all the junk you have to do, how you have to adult when buying a house. And so not only are we buying, we're selling, we have to get a bridge loan in case everything doesn't line up on the same day. Anyway, it's just been a lot of stuff. And if you're procrastinating, it can cost you time, money, and on a big project like a move. And so I thought it would be good to talk about procrastinating. It was also inspired today's episode. I had a friend that I would say conservatively lost over $100,000. Now, I don't know about you, but if $100,000 dropped in my lap, I'd be like, yeah. And they procrastinated buying some property when it was really low and a boom happened and they could have sold it. So they lost out on a huge chunk of income. So that's just one example of what, if you're procrastinating, you might be missing out on. Why do we procrastinate? You might have learned it as a child. If you had a parent that liked to control everything, that was coming from a lot of fear, then you may have not been, you might not have been able to learn how to regulate internalizing your intentions and learning to act on them, right? Because the controlling parents doing all that stuff, making decisions for you. And especially if there's fear involved there, I've mentioned this. I was called the indecisive one in college, and I was always afraid I was going to make the wrong decision. So perhaps you weren't able to learn how to naturally do this as a child, and it's coming up for you as an adult. Or you might be procrastinating as a form of rebellion. If you always were on a strict schedule with your parents and all this stuff, and you're like, hey man, I'm just not going to do it. This is a way for me to stick it to the man, or whatever it is you're thinking. So think about that. Did that happen to you in your childhood? Does it apply to you? I read somewhere when I was doing research, I thought this was a good analogy. A lot of times we'll say to a procrastinator, you just need to learn how to be productive. You need to learn how to plan. You need to learn time management skills. And their analogy was, that was like telling someone with chronic depression to cheer up. So I'd encourage you to have that mind shift, especially if you're listening like, oh my gosh, someone I love procrastinates. So as it is with chronic depression, it's not just something you'd say, hey, learn this skill and it'll change. Now, again, I have to add my caveat of don't, even if you had this happen as a child and you procrastinate, don't allow that to be an excuse to keep you stuck there. We can figure out what's going on. and change it, don't allow it to make you a victim of life and to continue to procrastinate. I mentioned fear a moment ago. Maybe you have a fear of failure. And procrastinating, if you think about it, is a way to regulate the fear, right? Like kind of managing anxiety. You can completely understand why someone would procrastinate if that was the reason. There are also people out there, they're probably bungee jumping. I'm definitely not one of these people. They're thrill seekers, right? When they wait till the last minute and stay up all night and get the paper done. I had a friend in college who did that. And this is like our senior year. And I'm like, I'll keep you up and we'll, you know, go have pancakes in the morning. And I totally fell asleep in her bed. I couldn't help keep her up. And I was really awful at that. But there are people who thrive on that adrenaline. And so they like want that euphoric rush. Also could be fear of success. I know that might sound crazy, like what? But in both cases of fear of success or failure, you're overly concerned about what others think. And what's key here is people who you would rather, if you procrastinate because of fear of success or failure, you'd rather have people think you lack effort than ability, right? Because, oh, he's lazy. She's lazy. That's a write-off instead of, wow, she didn't have the skill set. Oh, he wasn't smart enough, right? Which of those are going to be easier for you to take? Another part of procrastination from who used to be an indecisive one is an inability to make a decision, right? However, another aspect of that is then you don't have to take responsibility. Oh, I procrastinated. And then if it doesn't get done, you know, we can blame someone else. Then I can step back and not have to take any blame. Some people procrastinate because they simply don't know where to begin. I get that. You know, if you've got a lot of clutter in your house, the thought, where would you start? I'm just finishing up. Finally, these books, guys, I'm telling you, I've been editing till the cows come home. And that's one of the things that I had mentioned. You know, you're overwhelmed. Where do you start? You might also procrastinate because you're kind of like, meh, is it really important? Meh, not really important. So you know what? I'm just not going to do it. You might even lack motivation. And if you do, then you really think about if you lack the motivation or don't see it's important, like then can you hand it off? Can you see if your priorities need to change? And that's when you have to do a little bit of digging, say, okay, what needs to change here so that I can become motivated? Or that if it's something like dealing, getting a mortgage lined up, that's important that you focus on it. Something else that might be happening is you aren't in the present moment, right? And you might be in the future, right? And your goals and your tasks are out there. And days and weeks and months add up quickly when you put it off, right? Because you're like, oh, you know, whatever, it's in the future. I don't have to worry about it now. So if you find yourself doing that, become as present as you can because that can be a powerful motivator. I don't want to pay a jacked up interest rate. That is my motivator to pack boxes. How might procrastination or dilly-dallying be showing up? It might be a coping mechanism, right? It could, I mentioned a moment ago that it is a way to cope with fear of failing, but it also might be a way that you're coping with anxiety. And if you're overwhelmed by this, you're like, I have a lot of anxiety about making a decision and you're stuck. Make sure that as you're planning your schedule, you have time to relax, have a laugh or two, unwind. If you build that into your schedule, then that way you can be like, okay, you know what? I'm a little bit, have a little bit of anxiety of this, but I'm going to make sure I have time to meditate. I'm going to make sure that I can go out and enjoy a meal with my friends. Procrastination might be showing up. You're like, oh, I want to go hang out with my friends, or I want to go horseback riding or do something fun and adventurous. That's the time I was with responding to someone on social media. You just got to do it. Just do it. That's where discipline comes in. So if you find yourself kind of that FOMO, fear of missing out, let that go. You have to trust that you're not missing out on anything. Another thing, you think you might have plenty of time, right? If the deadline is way off in the future. One of the things, I didn't put a future deadline for the books. Now, it's been a huge learning curve. It's going to be over a year. And the books that are about to come out and will be out by the time this airs had a lot of complications. My uncle gave me this really cool idea. No one else was doing it in journal prompts. And it not only was an amazing idea, it made sense if you're dealing with clutter, right? Well, this wasn't just something to easily put together. So it had to be format. I had to deal with the designer. Anyway, it was a lot of extra work. And I didn't put myself the pressure of having that deadline way out there. What I did is task weekly. Like, okay, I'm going to get done what I can get done. And if I just keep my nose to the grindstone, then I'm going to be okay. Now, it was still, I had enough flexibility that I had it out there. Okay, like I had wanted to get it done in December because of all these things that happened. And, you know, I had to get it formatted. There are things I didn't have control over. I needed support and I couldn't control other people's schedule. So I'm going to encourage you to set your own deadlines like I did with weekly tasks. Okay, these are the things that need to be done. Okay, someone else can't fit in their schedule, then I'll bump it back a week. But I was always on top and had deadlines that were close. It wasn't this ambiguous date out there a year that it wouldn't get done. And so one thing that happens, if you have this really long deadline, then people, if you procrastinate, you're like, why would you be motivated to start? And this is, again, like maybe we do it with schoolwork. My friend who waited till the last minute to stay up all night and write an essay that gets me stressed out even thinking about it. So I'm going to encourage you, create those deadlines and then share your deadlines with people. Hey, Sue, I'm working on this book. Will you be my accountability partner? And let me know, check in with me, how am I doing on dates? Because that's going to help keep you accountable. Now, if you're a perfectionist, right? You're a perfectionist, you're fear of failing, then you might get just stuck. Well, if it can't be done perfectly, because guys, there's never going to be any right time for most things. We can say, oh, all these things have to be in place. Mm-mm. There are lots of things out of your control. So I'm going to encourage you to work on being less of a perfectionist. I know I did a podcast, Little Miss Perfect. Check that out if that tends to be you. And begin by breathing and trusting and believing in yourself. And I want you to write down, when was the last time you did something and it was awesome? It turned out just fine, even though you're like, it's got to be perfect. And maybe you had to turn it in. And guess what? You lived. It was okay. So write out a list of all those times that happened to remind yourself, okay, it doesn't need to be perfect. I just need to get started. Overwhelmed by clutter? Feel stuck? Would you like to feel energized and excited? Are you not sure what direction to go? Julie Caraccio offers lifestyle coaching to people from all walks of life who know something needs to change, but they aren't sure where to start. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. How to stop procrastinating. I gave a couple of tips before, but here are some other general tips. Find a way. How can you connect with your future self? Okay, Julie, I have got to do all this mortgage paperwork. And I've talked to a couple of people. Well, the payoff is going to be I'm going to save thousands of dollars if I talk to a couple of people and get the best interest rate as possible. And I'm going to have everything in place. And then that way it doesn't tie up buying or selling a home. Everything's going to be able to flow. My motivation is, finally get rid of these crappy neighbors. How awesome is that? The cats are going to have a big fence that can't climb. Although I don't know, Athena probably could break out of Rikers. So those are just a couple of the motivations that I have. So I'm connecting with that future health who's going to be, she's going to be happy. She's going to be on the porch watching the cats run around in the backyard. Happy Julie gets to have a garden. Happy Julie has nice neighbors. Happy Julie has a ranch. So Tony and Julie don't have to walk up step. Happy and Julie is downsized, less stuff to deal with. So find out whatever it is to your future self. Oh, if I exercise, if I don't put off exercising, I'm going to lose 10 pounds and look awesome at my high school reunion. Find a way to connect. And now don't get caught up in there. We don't want to stay there, but like, okay, I'm a huge fan of visualization. Oh, 5 minutes. Oh, seeing myself happy and relaxed with the lemonade. I don't drink sweet tea. I'm probably the only person in the South that doesn't, but a nice glass of lemonade in the backyard. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Don't act like it's just the worst thing ever to have to write the paper. I mean, come on, be realistic here. If you don't make a big deal out of it, then you can just go ahead and get it done. Don't waste your time. That's being a drama queen or a drama king. You're like, okay, just it needs to get done. So don't let it get you caught up in that crazy spiral. Because once you step on that, you know, you can just create things in your head and make it bigger and badder and more annoying. Deadlines, and mark them down on your calendar. If it doesn't get written down, it's probably not going to get done. Probably not going to get done, guys. And then you wonder, well, I want you to think about it. Here is 2019. What did you do last year in 2018? Did you accomplish all you wanted? Why or why not? You know, it's already, I mean, I'm going to be like, what? It's December already. And I believe the older you get, definitely time flies more. But you can go weeks and years. I've worked with people. No judgment here, guys. You need love and you need compassion, and write down a deadline on the calendar. What's your why? I mentioned that a moment ago, kind of connecting with the future self. So what are the benefits? The benefits of downsizing are a smaller mortgage, smaller taxes, less stuff to keep up with. You know what? Find out your why. Why am I motivated? I'm motivated to be out of the city. I can be out in the country a little more. It's going to be more peaceful. There's going to be less traffic. Find out your why and concentrate on the benefits that you can see. That can sometimes light a fire for you. Build in extra time for projects. I always say this to my clients. You know, one of the things that drives me nuts is that you have these shows that are 48 minutes, usually, right? An hour long show is 48 minutes with commercials. And oh, a house has magically disappeared. I haven't seen the Marie Kondo. I haven't read her book. I think it's awesome that she helps. I saw her on Stephen Colbert the other night. And I love her energy. I think she has great energy. But haven't read her book, but it doesn't work. Her system doesn't work for everyone. And, you know, and I have to tell you that that's frustrating. And it's not a slam against her. It would be like Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart isn't a realistic standard for a lot of people. And so there's this pie in the sky thing that's just not realistic as a living life. And unless you have a staff, you have a staff of people, you can probably accomplish it. So when you're doing a project, again, because you see this 48 minutes and this whole house is transformed, it's not reality. So build in extra time. You think it's going to take you 2 weeks, plan a month. Think it's going to take you a month, plan 3 months. And if you get done early, fantastic. Have something to motivate that you like. You get your nails done, go get a massage, have a nice meal. And then don't forget to break it down into manageable steps. If I were to sit down and say, oh, I'm going to write a book, dang, whoa. I had to take each little thing and in a manageable step. And the smaller, the better, because the more likely you're going to do it. I'm looking down here at my to-do list as I record. It makes it a lot easier. Instead of being like, I have to come up with a podcast for the year. Okay, let's look at January. And then, okay, what's the first step? I'm going to come up with an idea. Second step, then I'm going to write a draft. Do some research. Third step, do a draft, an actual written draft. Then do some editing. Then let it sit. Do some polishing. Then record it. Then break out the MP3. Then tag it, then upload it to Libsyn, then upload it to YouTube, then put it on your website. So when I break down all those tasks, it's not like, oh my gosh, I've got to create a podcast for the year. Recognize your excuses. So what is it? You're afraid. You are afraid you won't succeed. You will succeed. What are your fears? And start to have a conversation. Fear, what's going on here? Let's have a conversation. Have a deep breath, focus, close your eyes. See if you can have a conversation with your fear. What is it telling you? You know, I found in life and in the healing process, there are layers to everything. I never knew that until I was just interviewing on another podcast the other day in Kindred Spirit. It was amazing. And something had happened that I share on the podcast. And I was like, oh, here's another layer that needs to be healed. I didn't know that I needed some more healing. And so having a dialogue, understanding that there are layers, get to know your excuses. Oh, I'm really procrastinating because I'm afraid that my boyfriend won't approve if I do this. Well, if my boyfriend doesn't approve, does that mean he won't love me? And do that, take it down. And a lot of times when we dialogue with our fear or concerns, they aren't as big as we make them out to be. So I'm going to encourage you to get in the habit of that. And so recognize your fears, and then your excuses. Oh, you know what? I have to go to the gym today, but the bills need to pay. What are those? Be aware. Like, okay, now that I'm aware, I could get an accountability partner. I can take action and I can start. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you want to tackle the concerns and talk with a therapist. Maybe you need someone who has that strong skill set and hire them and to help you and to teach you skills. Or get an accountability partner. Have someone that's going to say, okay, Julie, come on now. We need to get to the gym. You committed to a healthier you this year. Let's go. Let's get your butt in gear. Don't forget to treat yourself along the way. Okay, if I get a complete draft of the book done, I'm going to go to Goodberry's, which is a little frozen custard place here in Raleigh. Try to be healthy as much as you can. But you know what? Life is meant to be enjoyed. Just if you're having a decadent dessert, eat it, enjoy it, embrace it. Don't feel the guilt. But set up ways to treat yourself along the way. Okay, if I make it through the week and do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to go to a movie that night. Give yourself little carrots along the way. I think there's an app, I don't know if it's still out there, called Stick and Carrot or Carrot. I think it's just called Carrot, but it's like that, putting those carrots out there to keep you moving forward. Stay present. Let go of the past. I don't care if you've procrastinated your whole life. That's in the past. I want you to bring it to the present moment and tell yourself you can do it. You're going to take action. You're going to find an accountability partner. You have the ability to do it. So many times we sell ourselves short. I know you've got this. And release the perfectionist. Again, one step at a time. The more you do that, the easier it'll become. Remember, you are perfectly perfect. I have a little social media placard that I share that says that because I think it's so important. You're perfect the way you are. And true perfectionism is, it's not real. It's like the unicorn. It just doesn't exist out there. So don't hold yourself to impossible standards and dig deeper and figure out what the perfectionism really about. Take actions from today's podcast. Reflect on why you procrastinate. Recognize where in your life you're putting things off. Create a plan to stop stalling. Reward yourself along the way of your task or project. On next month's episode, we're talking about distractions. Go out. Clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.